the beautiful Arizona. Saturday morning, it's Rosie on the house. We started off the program as we always do in the landscape and garden, and lawns sure became a popular topic this morning. I tell you what, growing up, the lawn, aside from the pool, the lawn was the biggest thing. We used to follow Dad around while he was mowing, just enjoying the smell of fresh-cut grass and rolling in it. And there's nothing worse that ruins your lawn than weeds. And Weed Beater Complete by Bonite is a pre- and post-emergent. We're in our transition from Bermuda to rye. And as Bill was saying this morning, weeds are very opportunistic. And if there's dry patches, they can get filled in. So applying a pre- and post-emergent simultaneously will help that transition so you have a beautiful green lawn to enjoy this coming summer. That's Bonite Weed Beater Complete. If you're in Mesa, you can find it at Summer Winds Nursery. The Phoenix area Baker Nursery, you can get Weed Beater Complete by Bonite. And Viola's Flower Garden in Flagstaff on Route 66 also carries Bonite. Just look for the purple top labeling. Very clean cut. Weed Beater Complete for your summer lawn.
We were talking just before bottom of the hour break about all the joggers that faint running past the Romero's house on the sidewalk when our trash container's out ready to be picked up, because our trash container gets bad. You know, there aren't many things a Cajun won't eat, you know. By the time you clean it and take away the parts that you're not going to eat and put it in the trash can, it can be pretty ripe. I have one particular neighbor who's mentioned it once or twice. But y'all take it. You dispose of it. We've got a lot of new creative. We were talking about the cell that actually is the end resting place for this. That is like an open pit mine of compost material.
Yeah, a lot of what goes into that landfill could be repurposed. It could be composted. You know, green waste, a lot of yard clippings, yard waste, that takes up a lot of the space in our landfill.
A lot of bulk.
Yeah, and it's stuff that can totally be mulched, composted, sold, repurposed for a resident's yard. And those are all things that are just getting wasted. And that's why in the previous segment I mentioned, you know, trash can be looked at as a resource in a lot of ways. It could be repurposed, reused, valuable to a lot of people. And we're just throwing it away.
Yeah. And that's where the Reimagine in Phoenix, y'all have a program called Reimagine Phoenix. Now, Tucson also has a similar program as well. But it's where you're re-educating people as to what the resource is that they're really just slipping into the trash can.
Absolutely. Our mayor, like I said, challenged us to divert 40% of our waste by the year 2020. And that's the city, not just the government, the city of Phoenix, but the city as a whole. The way we're doing that is we launched a new campaign called Reimagine Phoenix, transforming trash into resources. And we're really looking to help residents understand and practice the five R's, which is reducing the amount of waste we consume and throw away. Reusing the materials that we do have instead of just tossing them, you know, using them for another purpose, and then recycling more, which is obviously the big money maker for us in terms of the getting repurposed out there. Reconsidering everything we discard, making that decision, do I really need to throw this away or can I do something else with it? And then just reimagining a future where we have a less of an impact on our environment and we're creating a more sustainable future in a beautiful city.
Now, is there a time coming at these transfer stations that they will become sorting stations?
We actually do that now with our recycling. So I mentioned on the trash side how that kind of goes into the landfill. On the other side, there is actually a dividing wall at our transfer station. So our recycling trucks dump all the recyclables on the floor. That gets sorted through automated machinery. It's at our materials recovery facility. It's called a MRF. We have people there who are sorting that material into different commodities, and then those are baled and shipped out and sold. That revenue goes back into our fund, which helps keep our solid waste fees low for our residents and keep them steady.
We took a spring break to go skiing, and we were up in Park City, and I picked up a Park City newspaper, and they were actually on the ballot. They were proposing to ban the plastic grocery bags.
Right.
Because they cause y'all a problem.
Oh, absolutely. Plastic bags, they get caught up in our machinery and cause a lot of downtime, which costs money to all of us. So we do recycle plastic bags, but we've done something innovative, and that is to partner with our local grocery stores. And we created a program years back called Bag Central Station, where plastic bags belong. And so really what we ask folks is to take those plastic bags and take them back to their grocery store, and they can dispose of them there. There's containers for that. Those plastic bags are then recycled in a way that is more efficient. And actually, they are repurposed into T-shirts. They could be used in the plastic used for playground equipment, planking. Benches are made out of them. So it's pretty neat what can be done with that stuff if we do the right thing with it.
But the retrieval method isn't best through the standard garbage. You want to get them separated so you can isolate them and process them.
Right. We want to keep any film, plastic bags out of our blue recycling containers.
I was talking about how disgusting our trash can is at home, but at the office, I will have to give myself an attaboy because I would fill up a trash can twice a day. And we got a shredder, and now I make another pile just shred, and then another pile that isn't shred, and then the shredding all goes into compost for the garden. I've gone from 10 trash cans a week to really very seldom do I even have one full trash can. And if everybody could just make that kind of an impact, that would be huge.
Absolutely. There are so many innovative ways and simple ways around the house to just reduce the amount of waste we throw away. It takes a little bit more time and thought process to do it. But once you get into that habit, it's like working out or doing anything else, eating right. It's a lifestyle change. And once you make that change, it's pretty addictive. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to see the results, making that compost, doing something for your yard. That's a cost savings to you as a homeowner to not have to go to Home Depot or to a nursery and buy that stuff. You can create that on your own.
We're big fans of protecting yourself from identity theft. So we encourage people to shred and shred and shred and shred. If they're not composting, I can't just take my shredder loose fill and dump it into the recycle box, can
I? No, I mean, in theory you could, but it would just fall through the machinery and not get repurposed. So I'm going to contradict myself a little bit because the one time you can throw a film plastic bag in that garbage can or the blue recycling can is if it has shredded paper in it. But we ask that it is a clear plastic bag.
So you can see
it. We can see it. So the folks at the materials recovery facility are able to see that, pull it off the line, and do the right thing with it. So we will take it that way. Otherwise, you can shred it and if you put it in there loose, it won't get recycled. Just it'll fall through the cracks.
I'm just curious enough that I would love to see the operation of that facility. I mean, it's just got to be a couple folks and some assembly lines and just mountains and mountains and mountains of rubbish.
Right. It's a pretty neat facility. I encourage any resident to contact us if they want a tour. We offer public tours of our materials recovery facility. It really is an educational setup out there, the tours, to see. You can see through the glass the materials getting kind of moved along on the conveyor belts and moved into the different commodities. And we have – so it's a combination of automated machinery, and then we have people who are
– How long does the tour take?
Oh, it's about an hour between watching it and then hearing a little bit of the discussion around it and asking questions.
If any of y'all are interested in that, hit us at rosieatthehouse.com. We will do a Rosie on the House trash tour. And afterwards, anyone that wants to make, come along, I'll buy them all lunch. We'll go do a little tour.
How many people can you take?
Oh, we could take up to about 25 people at a time, and we'd love to have you out there. That'd be great.
Okay, first 25 people that you want to do this on Facebook? You want to do it on Facebook?
It's hard on phones during a call-in talk show.
No, don't do it on don't do it on our telephones here.
Digitally.
Do it on Facebook or do it at rosieonthehouse.com. I would love to see that facility as to how it works, and it would probably help me be more alert as to how to properly handle the material while it's still at my house.
Absolutely. It is an eye-opening tour. It really is fascinating to see what happens to our garbage out there as it's getting processed and our recyclables and the difference between the two.
Okay. It is a key to healthy civilization.
Absolutely.
Adequate, proper, clean disposal of our rubbish. Felipe Marino from City of Phoenix here to talk trash with Rosie on the House. Hey, right now at 10:40, we always kind of carve out a little special time to talk about something that's only available at Rosie on the House. Well, now we've got the trash tour, which is only available at Rosie on the House, with Rosie buying everybody lunch afterwards. We'll find a great place and grab lunch. But we've got the Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways. we've got more and more lodging facilities now jumping on board. We've got the Inn of Sedona, which is a Best Western Plus facility, which indicates a higher level of service. It's really a beautiful facility located right on a ridge. It's got unbeatable views of the Red Rocks. We've got the Reardon House in Jerome, which is just recently remodeled and made available as a part of the staycation package. The general manager of the Copper Queen down in Bisbee called us this week and said, "We love being a part of y'all's program. Please include us again. Send us some more residents." So what you do is you go to rosieonthehouse.com. You'll see the Arizona flag called Travel Arizona, Register to Win, Sanderson Ford logo. Click on there, and we pick every month a winner. And you get to pick which one of the cars at Sanderson Ford we're going to give you for free to go on a 2 or 3 or 4 day trip. Jennifer's going to buy you a gas card, so isn't going to cost you a dime. You tell us where you want to go, when you want to go. There are no blackout dates. It's something totally customized just to fit you. And we'll put together your Arizona staycation, and you'll be able to enjoy it in one of the brand new Fords or Lincolns. One of our last winners actually took a Lincoln MKX, which I just think is a fabulous automobile, and ran up to the Grand Canyon. The train up in Williams is another one of the participants that's jumped on board over and over again.
Now, mentioning Grand Canyon, is that Dick Batson's email in your hand?
Did you see this?
I had it up here.
Did you see
when
this?
You came? Yeah, it's awesome.
Now here,
does it apply to us?
I think
I don't think I could talk Amanda and let me go away for a 6-day, 7-night river trip while she stays home and nurses. But
one of our past participants in the Arizona staycation, and really, an argument could be made. This is the ultimate Arizona staycation.
Oh, that's a very good argument.
A float down the Grand Canyon. Listen, go to raftarizona.com. They do not have very many openings, but for the July 20th to 26th trip, if you have those dates open and you call to make a reservation, all you have to do is mention Rosie on the House, and they will give you $400 off for each person that books. Okay? 800-477-7238. It's Arizona River Runners. Romy's been on the trip. I've been on the trip. It's a trip. As a grandparent, I'm just waiting for the opportunity to rent 2 whole rafts and take all the grandchildren, all the kids. It'd be a family Romero flotilla.
You start at Lee's Ferry, which is the base of the Glen Canyon Dam that holds back Powell. So you start there, and you go for, it says 6 nights. So I'm guessing you go 5 miles. Nights.
Yeah, it's 180 miles.
And then they take you out at the Whitmore Wash by helicopter.
That's a fun
so
ride.
So it is. They take you up out of the canyon, and you stay at the Barton Ranch. And that's as close to heaven as you'll be. I mean, if you get there on a no moon night,
there's a
billion stars. It's black. You can't see your face. You feel like you can touch the heavens. And they entertain you while you're there. They do a nice little Old West thing. And then from there, you get on a plane, and then they fly you home, either to Vegas or one of the airports, just depending on how that trip is coordinated. It's absolutely the most incredible trip I've ever been on.